I can tell who's on the way out. 25 shows, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'ma stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out.
I'm gonna die a cold dive in my house for the first time in a year and just shit
right away.
Jake blew up the toilet.
No, it's bad recently.
The worst part is the toilet's on the second floor. No, obviously, you can't see that on the camera. And it's coming down the fucking
stairs. That's pretty bad. Go up, if anything.
Damn, my roommate must just get that all the time then. So I should just sit there and just fan the door so he just gets whips.
Bro, it's been bad recently. I don't know, like the stomach thing that I have going on.
Oh, shit. Wait, you literally can only eat like rice and steak.
Yeah, it's ulcerative colitis. I've dealt with it back when we were in college. So.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend had that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, bro.
It was bad, man.
Actually?
Yeah, I swear to God, she did.
That sucks.
Yeah, well, so she just like, shit like, everywhere. Sick.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? She used to shit everywhere, though.
I mean, she was hospitalized for it at one point, but like.
This is like not now you funny. Feel like a dick.
Yeah, this is not why I don't want to talk about it as like this fucking guy. Yeah, man.
And I got my guy, Jake Polino, here. Can I give a little clap?
Yes,
one?
Sir. Thank you. Clap. Thank you.
Jake Polino here
of Kizzle Kicks. We all got our Kizzle Kicks on.
I know, yeah. How can we show all these?
Fucking
touch it. There you go.
Kizzles. Okay, put it down.
Easy peasy.
Wait, let me see those ones real quick.
Prisms. This is a sample, actually.
Yeah, those are tough. Those I feel like you tough. Don't. Let me put it in the camera.
Those at that, like, see. There's like, every time you wear those, someone's going to say something.
Yeah. Exactly.
Every single time.
These ones are eye catchers. I like these ones because of that reason. But
so yeah, if you're popping out to like something big and you wear those,
you're
like,
catching attention right away.
And then they usually like when I wear these out, people will put the pieces together.
So like, could you make a pair if you wanted to just like make one on one and just make them and then
like me make them from scratch? Yeah. No,
no,
that's way harder than you need the.
No,
sole.
Not scratch. Like if you wanted to order just like.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I could order one. It costs money though. Like when you order a sample. It costs a couple $100. And then when you get them produced, the price per pair goes down. A
couple hundreds just for one?
Yeah, like $300, $400 for one pair if it's a sample. But then like once you produce them, obviously it's cheaper because they buy everything.
That's still sick, though. That's still sick. I would pay $300 for those.
Yeah, that's how everything works. Like even clothes, you have to pay a couple $100 for a sample. But then when you produce it, it's way cheaper.
Yeah, that whole industry is interesting because you've got to like... Just the way you have to pay for the product and then you got to look at the margins and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a completely different ballgame than fucking branding.
Dude, we should collab and do a hat.
That would be dope if we did like some sort of Kizzle collab. Like
not a shirt. Fuck the shirts. Like sweatshirts.
We're getting into sweatshirts and pants and t-shirts and all that stuff. So
that'd sweatshirt be could be dope.
Doors open.
Yeah. We're trying to do like, did you see that the rainbow hat we have?
The one you're wearing?
Is this the one I'm wearing? Oh, I thought I had the I thought I had the OG one. Yeah. This hat right here. We're trying to put like this on like a vintage looking crew neck kind of hoodie. It's like sweatshirt.
Like a faded black hoodie.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I like that.
We want to do something like that. But yeah, we're trying to still like, we have just so much fucking shit going on. Like it's hard to like think about the next like merch thing while we're also like fucking filming the skits and doing our own personal shit. He has to cook every day. So I know. Like he's doing his own shit. So it gets a lot, but like, I mean, I have fun doing it. Now we're doing the podcast. So it's just another thing, making it happen.
Yeah. That's the stuff that comes with this, though. Yeah, no, like, you have to be able to balance everything out at the same time. It's a pain. It's hard.
It's good, though, because like with the podcast, like I kind of took the lead on it. With the merch, he kind of takes the lead on it. So it's like we both kind of like delegate the work.
So, man, funny, like 2 years ago, remember like when I first met you, you were like, yo, you got to like make your own page.
I know. Yeah. The first time I met you, you showed me I showed you first. I was like, yeah, I like to cook because you mentioned it. And I showed you like a stupid looking steak on a plate. And you showed me these like fucking beautiful plates. I'm like, bro, why aren't you making content? And then you started making it. And I was like, this is really like.
When was that? Do you know when that was? Like,
no.
What time frame that was?
That was, I remember we were at your girlfriend's place in UMass Boston and we went out to Game On, I think.
That was the first time you guys met?
It was 2021.
For real?
Yeah. It was a while ago.
Oh, so that was when me and Marissa first started dating.
It's crazy.
It feels like
2021. Yeah, like that was like the summer.
Feels like a long time ago.
Damn. Yeah, that was Game On, but it was when we saw that girl there, the blonde chick.
Cat. Oh, my God.
You still talk to her?
Yo, that was the first time we all went.
Remember we were in Game On, how hot it was? I was sweating.
Yeah.
Sweating bad.
I remember me and Chad were like, this is like packed. Like we were like sardines.
Rufus, buddy. What's up, pal? Rufus fucking the manager at Game On. He let me cut the line and everything. We felt like dons and we went downstairs. We were just like sardines.
Yeah.
Inside. Yeah. We couldn't fucking move.
We thought that was lit. We thought we were like lit.
It's crazy to like look back at like the shit we were doing then and like just cutting the line at Game On was like so lit. Like we were like fucking celebrities. Now it's like the shit we're doing. It's wild, dude.
Yeah, it's way crazy. Better now, though.
Yeah, crazy. No, it's so much better now.
Way better.
It's just funny bigger to look and at better the difference.
Things. Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. It's funny to look back at like a couple years ago where you were at and like where mm-hmm. you're at now. No matter who it is, like anything, you look and you see that you can make like a lot of progress, dude, like, yeah. in even a short amount
months,
of time.
Like there'll be like snap stories that pop up from like 5 months ago. I'm like, dude, I'm a fucking yep. weirdo. what the fuck? Why am I moving like that?
One of them came up recently from like 2 years ago. I forget what we were doing. We were filming like one of the skits at my grandmother's fucking house. And like we were just like, I remember we were so pumped filming it and like we thought we were just on top of the fucking world. Yeah. Which I mean, at the time, it's cool to look back on that though, because it's like, we were in a whole different mindset than we are now, you know?
Yep.
You kind of already talked about how you met Prajut. I want to talk about how we linked up originally.
Yep.
So I'll start off. So when I first committed to UMass Lowell, I didn't know what the fuck I was getting myself into. I knew that two kids from Winthrop were going that I knew, two hockey kids. Shout out Brooksy and Molly. And then I knew you were coming and I didn't know who you were. I think I heard of you before, but I'm like, I hope this kid's cool. You know, from people I talked to, I'm like, they told me you're cool kids. I'm like, all right, cool. Like, whatever. We'll see what happens. Moving day, bro. We're the first two people there.
Yep.
And bro, I remember moving day was a shit show. We were in Fox Hall, bro. There was 18 floors. We were on the 15th floor. So there's one elevator. So I'm moving all my shit in with my parents. My dad's fucking yelling at my mother. Yeah, I'm sweating. It was dead hot, bro. Sweating. We had to borrow my brother's pickup truck to load all my shit. It was bad.
Moving sucks.
Moving
does. Never mind saying that. You're on the 15th floor, one elevator.
Oh, it gets worse. We're in a quad, bro. We lived in a quad. Four people in a room probably. If this was wall blocked off, it was this size of a room. Four yeah. beds in there. Yep. With four dresses.
Oh, fuck.
I swear to God. It was like a fucking prison. Crazy. With a community bathroom.
Yeah, one bathroom all the way down the hall.
For like how many rooms? Like
there was like
8 to 10 rooms or something
per side. Probably I'd say yeah. there's like 20 rooms on the hallway, and then there's yeah. another hallway yeah, down yeah, the other yeah, side. Yeah.
The military is like that too.
So ass. Anyway, we're moving in, and then I think you got there like the same time I did with your family.
Yeah.
So like, what was that moving day like for you? Like, what was that experience? Was it smooth or was it
no? Bumpy, no, same bumpy. Exact thing that you just described. I mean, we pulled up and there's, you know, a million people doing the same thing. So we couldn't like park anywhere. We had to park like far, and we had to drag all my stuff in from the car, go up the stairs. Cause like you said, the elevators are like stuffed.
Cause there's so many people. You were there with your mom, dad, and brother?
Mom, dad, and my two younger brothers, I think. Damn. And Stevie had a broken collarbone at the time. So he couldn't even help.
He was in a sling, right?
He was in a sling, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, it was just hectic. Like people were bumping into each other and shit. It was just bad.
So yeah, then we moved in. We had our other two roommates there, and then I'm trying to think of like what was like our first night there. Like I don't even remember. I think we were just kind of getting to know each other. I think we went down to the calf or like play basketball or something. Did we play one on one? Remember we played one on one.
We definitely played
one on one. I knew
we played one on one. I don't know if that was in the first week or something. Oh, you destroyed me. I couldn't even keep up with
nothing.
Him.
Jesus Christ! I think Jake beat me actually 11-0. It was pretty bad.
But you'd never played basketball, and
yeah,
I never played
hockey.
If we went out there and played hockey, it'd be the same story.
Yeah, it was fun though. And then
I don't know, man. Tom fucking sucks.
No, I'm just joking. Papi never played. He almost played it. No, it's there funny. He almost played hockey my senior year
because my ACL was gone though.
Or was ACL.
Prajut's good at basketball, bro.
All right, a little bit.
I played with him one time and I was actually surprised by like his shooting. Like he's a dead eye shooter.
Dead eye shooter.
Better than Sam Miles though.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. So yeah, that's how we met. And then all right. So let me ask you this, like for real, what was like your first impression of me?
I'm
on a date right now.
Yeah, I know.
What's
your favorite color? No, yeah, favorite. I don't even remember, bro. I really don't even remember.
If you think this kid's like a fucking douchebag, I walked him with my gallon water. I was all jacked up at the time.
Oh, you had that gallon everywhere. I still have a picture.
He had sandals on too, huh?
Oh. Open
toe sandals, bro.
He always had his toes out, bro. But I don't remember my first impression. I think like, I remember meeting your family and like you and everybody was nice. So I was like, there was no like red flags or anything like that. Like you were a cool, respectful guy. So I knew it was going to be good. That was a little bit off-putting, but I was like, yeah, put up with it. Yeah, you were a good kid. What about you? What did you think?
Hey, wait, no, seriously. Hey, the open toe thing, that's really like a hockey thing, though.
No, it is. It is a hockey.
It is,
like, lacrosse
thing. Yeah. The Swayman, the goalie, pulled up to brunch and just like open toe
sandals.
I was dying.
I can't do it. Every time I go out, if I'm wearing sandals, I have to have socks on.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. Even in Florida. Like,
no, see, damn, I embrace like the, in Florida, like the beach or like resort.
Beach, yeah.
No. No socks.
But if I'm going to Target, it's like I gotta have socks on. Keep the dogs I don't know out. What it is.
Keep the dogs out.
For what?
The dogs. You never heard that? You have no. The dogs out.
You've never heard those?
Forget
people
it.
People cut my. You didn't
hold your head, buddy. So yeah, that was the first like that was the first little bit of UMass Lowell. By the way, UMass Lowell fucking blows. UMass Lowell sucks. How about we talk about our first party we went to together there? Frat party, first weekend.
Bro, that was the one and only party that I went to at Lowell. Like my whole time there.
First party and last party at UMass
Lowell. First party, last party. It was a good party. I remember playing quarters the whole time.
Yeah, when I look back on it now, there was like 80 guys and 7 girls.
Yeah, it was like, I mean, it's a fucking, it was a dumb frat party. Yeah. You know? It was
I mean,
cool, all right, though.
So I'll paint a picture. So we were walking up. We walked, what, like a mile from our dorms to this fucking, to this house. And meanwhile, like, let me remind you, we're in Lowell, Massachusetts. So it's not fucking, you know, Norwood or somewhere nice. It's like, we're in, you know, it wasn't a bad area, but like, we're walking through Lowell.
It's Lowell.
We get
let Mickey Wood hear you say that.
Yeah, right. He'd give me a beating. We went to this house, picture like a regular family house. We have to like knock on the door. You got these fucking, these guys at the front door, like running security, like these fucking frat boy, these frat boy white boys. And they're like, what they, I think we had to pay a cover to get in. Did we have to pay a cover? Usually they charge you like $20 to get in.
No, I think it was like $5 or something like that. I think it was $5, but it was free keg. So it was like.
Free keg. Yeah. Who knows what the fuck they're putting in that keg?
No, I don't even know.
And then we went in and it was just like, I mean, the basement was pretty big, but it was just like, I remember it was dead hot down there.
Yeah.
Because it was just mad heads down there, bro.
I kind of want to see if I have the fucking videos. Because I remember I got slammed and it was so hot that I just started taking my shirt off. And I was in the basement, like no shirt on, looking like a
tool. Honestly,
tool.
It wasn't a bad time. Like it really wasn't now that I'm thinking about it. I just remember like the atmosphere was just like just the mad dudes and like not that many girls. But you were playing like the fucking, what is it called?
Quarters.
Quarters, is that what they call it?
Yeah, so you would like throw a quarter, you bounce it off the table, it goes in the drink, you drink the drink. I was playing that all night.
I mean, just celebrate.
Dude, I feel like that would make me mad nauseous, quarters, because I feel like it's instantly just rolling off. You have to throw the quarter, you said?
You bounce So you hit it. You hit it flat on the table and it bounces. So like, say this is the cup, you like throw the quarter like that and it bounces in.
Meanwhile, we're already fucked Seems up, hard. So it was a fun. We had a fun time. If we went in there sober, then it'd be a different story. Probably
it was. You're right. Like it kind of sucked. The walls were sweating. People were like packed in there.
Definitely
it was
mold down there.
Yeah.
Moldy.
It was basement. Disgusting. But it's a stereotypical frat party. It's
It was a good experience for sure. A college experience, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't in a relationship at that point.
I was.
You were?
In a relationship, yeah.
I was too. So like, I wasn't looking for anything. Here. Like I was just there for the drinks.
Wait, you two?
Yeah.
Girls were best friends?
That was like the first
week. We were like ready to, like we were talking.
Okay.
Who was your girl then?
Don't worry about it. We don't talk about it. I'm not going to talk about all that.
Yeah. But like the party for me was good because I wasn't interested in any of that anyway. I was just there to have fun. So
yeah, no.
I enjoyed the quarters.
But that's what I do now. When we go to the club, because you've got 19 Latinas with them. I'm just by myself jerking off in the corner with Casamigos in my hand.
Is that true? Is that true, Pajut?
Yeah, maybe not 19 Latinas, but you know.
18?
Pajut has his fun. I'm just fucking sitting over just fat,
just like
jerking off.
Wilding Tommy.
Just giving them one of these. In the corner. Honestly though, bro, when you're out and not like looking to chase girls, which I know you don't even do, you just do your thing. It's so much more fun, bro, than like I remember in high school, like, or even in college, bro, I'd go out like thinking like I have to like hook up with a girl to like have fun. It's like, bro, that shit's so ass.
It's just STDs of kids nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah, that was actually perfectly put.
You know what I mean?
STDs and kids. Pursued, how was Miami, you know?
Gained
weight, got STDs. It's fun.
But I don't think people...
Did you just answer the question for me?
No, you told that joke already. That's why I was repeating it.
I don't think people understand how coincidental it was for us two
I was just going
to
get in that.
Like, we were in the same room, and then you left after like a semester.
Yeah, so let's fast forward. I left after a semester. You left after a full year.
I went a full year,
And then kind of take me through when this whole social media thing came about for you, or how you started your, I want to say, career, I guess. Yeah.
So I love to talk about that because it's like one of those butterfly effect things. Of course. Like one little change and things might be completely different. Yep. Like I went to I went to Lowell for a year, and then I went to Salem State, and I was in that relationship. That relationship ended. And then
thank God.
Yeah, thank you. But... At the same time, I had nothing to do because I was in that relationship for so long. I was like, what do I do with myself? So I was playing basketball a lot. And David, who was my best friend for, 8 years or something like that, he was going through something similar. So we both were just hanging out every day. And then TikTok, we were in the gym one day and we were like, let's just make one for fun. Like just shits and giggles. And I feel like that's how 90% of people start this stuff. And we just made a TikTok and I posted it. And then a couple hours later, it had like 120,000 views or something like that. And I was like, damn, this is actually like kind of cool.
And what was like a trick shots video or something?
It was basketball stereotype. So it was like,
yeah, this is this
stuff like that.
This is interesting because I feel like people don't know this about you.
No.
Before Kizzo, before your whole shoe business, which we're going to get into, you kind of like dipped and dived into a few different niches. Like,
yeah,
you had a post the other day. You had like six different niches that you
did. So I bounced around a lot in the beginning because one, I had nobody to tell me like what a niche was, what I should be doing and all that shit. So it was a basketball video. And then I thought, okay, basketball is my niche. So I did like four more basketball videos and those all flopped. And then I did like a steak, the steak video that I posted the other day, the pineapple one. I posted that and that was like my first viral video. It was like 2 million views or something like that. And after that, I was like, okay, this is like kind of serious. Like I could take this serious. And then it was the t-shirt video, that DIY video. And after that, my niche was DIY stuff for like a year or so. I was doing like
for a while.
DIY t-shirts, DIY pants, painting on like hoodies and just random stuff like that, like stuff with clothing. And then the shoes came along and that's where everything really started to kick up.
Well, let's pause for a second.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk about J Polo Customs?
Oh, there you go.
You don't know about J Polo Customs.
No, he probably doesn't. Most people don't know.
When did you do that? Was that before TikTok?
That was way before TikTok.
Way before TikTok.
That was while I was at Salem, like early at Salem though. Like I was doing customs just for friends and family and stuff. And I called it
like customs.
J Polo.
I
remember
when I first met you, you were still like doing like, you were just like, stop. You kind of like, I'm not, I wouldn't
one of
do
one,
a custom.
Two, well, one off. What was it?
One off. Yeah. One of one was the complex thing, but one off was my t-shirt brand or my clothing.
Yeah, but you've
brand.
Gotten, you've done mad shit. Now that I'm just thinking about it,
you gotta try things.
No, you have to. I'll let you finish though. So you did those different niches. When did the complex show come around?
So that's kind of how I got into it. So I was doing the DIY stuff and then I got a manager through that, through like an agency. And like I say manager lightly, like she just kind of gave me guidance and shit. Mm-hmm. And then it was October or November of, I want to say like 2020, I think. And she came to me, she's like, Complex is starting this show. Like they're looking for hosts. One of them is interested in you. So I was like, okay. And it was one of one, like it was about artistic stuff. So they feel like I fit the bill to be the host of it. So I sent them like an audition tape and stuff like that. And they liked it and I did that for a while.
What was an audition tape look like for them? Did they give you like a task to do or something?
Yeah, they gave me like a little script and they're like, we want like a minute long intro and then you're going to pretend to interact with the chat. It was super awkward because like I was just sitting with my phone like right there and I'm trying to like imagine the chat's talking
to
me.
You have to pretend you were like reading comments and shit?
Yeah, exactly.
I would have been saying the most fucked up shit.
Susie, I want to bang you too, sweetheart. Thank you for the like.
I was making up shit as I went, but you know, they liked it. So.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. That's dope. So that lasted, because I'm trying to give the audience here like a time frame. Yep. So this is around what time you started this and then when did it end?
I think I did it for 2 years. It was November. No, it was October.
Oh, you did it for that long. All right, I don't want to jump over any chapters here, but you started that when?
What?
The show. When did you start the show?
I started the show. I want to say 2020, like October of 2020. And then it ended October 2022, October.
Yeah. But you started the shoe brand first. And then
I was doing Complex and Kizzo at the same time. Kizzo was May of last year. And then Complex ended in October of last year.
Gotcha. So why don't you take us through how Kizzo came about and like, cause you actually met your partner on the show, right?
Yeah, exactly. You did your research.
He did. Ah, he's
good. I just listened when you talk.
I was going to ask you, I was like, how did you meet Zuki?
Yeah. When I used to host, I would like pride myself on trying to like look up shit that gets people to think.
Tokyo Drift. I think that girl's name is Zuki in it.
Was it really?
I've seen like bits and pieces of it.
I never really watched like Fast and Furious like that.
Yeah.
The beginning ones again.
I don't know, but I did meet him on the show and we were friends beforehand. Like we knew each other from TikTok because he did TikTok as well. And he came on the show and that's how we got to be closer. Like we talked, I mean, it was two shows a week and each of them were 2 hours. So I got to talk to these people for like 4 hours a week. and they're complete strangers. Basically so doing it was a podcast. Tough. Yeah, it was basically like a podcast, but it was
Twitch. Also doing shit during the podcast.
Yeah. So yeah, we got to become better friends through that. And then I posted something on my story because I wanted to do shoes like this. I wanted to make my own shoes. And he slid up. He's like, oh, I want to do this too. Like, we should do it together. So we just kind of went with it at that point. We started designing stuff and then it just turned. It went fast. Like, this was like February that we had the idea. And then by May, we had a shoe in our hand. Like, it just went quick.
You said something earlier that like, you were like, you said, you just got to try different things. You just got to try new things. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like sit back, like you were just like brainstorming all the things you've done, and then you were like, oh shit, like that's a lot. And it really is just trying different things.
Yeah, that's
perfect. Over time, too, that's all it is.
That's how things, I mean, that's the same thing with life, my content.
It's just business, it's just everything.
Like you said, I dipped into so many different niches until
that's
I
how
found
you have
one.
To. That's yeah. how you have to do it.
Yeah, I think, I feel like you've had the same niche the whole time, pretty much, right? Like you did a little bit of skits.
On mine, it's just food. It's just food on mine. Really, yeah. Just food. I can't, that's good. I mean, I'll try to do like, not really that much of other stuff. Like,
I feel like we're in a spot now with like its content, with the media company we're trying to start up with doing different things. Like now we're starting the podcast. We're doing the deli skits, like the SNL styled skits. We have something else we're trying to develop where it's like kind of like a talent show mixed with Shock Tank kind of thing. Like how Drewski does his Could Have Been Records. We're trying to do something like that. We're doing the merch. So it's really just like, you really got to just try different things, evolve and just go with what sticks. Right now, the deli videos are killing it.
I love million. Those videos. That's yeah. it. Just gotta keep for fucking New Deal. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We just gotta keep getting
creative. Just stay creative.
It's hard, bro.
Yeah,
it is
real hard.
There's times where I'll have like 10 video ideas, and I'm like, all right, I'm good for the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then there's other times where I'm like, I don't know what to do today. Like I have no idea what to make.
It's crazy. Like we sat in the cafe the other day, just like literally, we have enough scenes. We brainstormed them. What like. 30 minutes.
Yeah, we got like 10 scenes hour. And like 10, 11
couple,
scenes.
That's a couple more episodes.
30 minutes, yeah. But like, that's what you do, like what, like I admire is like, dude, like you, like even just with colorways and shit, like to me, like you could sit back and be like, oh, there's so many different things you can do. But bro, I've never been good at like putting things on like a shirt or like on like a logo. Like I can't like I'm not good at that. So when you can do it like and come up with all these different designs for these shoes, like that shit amazes me. Like does that ever get like hard? Do you hit like writer's block with that kind of?
Not really, honestly. Yeah. Like the shoes, I feel like is second nature to me because I've loved shoes for so long. So a lot of the times like the Chicago's like take inspiration from other shoes or like you could take inspiration from anything.
That's kind of like what we do too. Like we take inspiration from like movies and yeah. like other Korean.
Of course, 100%. Just movie scenes, just reenacting it. Like we did one.
Yeah.
Was,
oh, really?
It was like
sometimes.
It was like cool. Step Brothers and Ted, and like
yeah, we
mixed
like
in
we
one.
Mix in like just the scene into what we're doing.
I like that. I never even noticed that.
Yeah,
that's cool though.
We do some
I'm,
stuff.
I'm not like a movie buff. I don't like know the scenes like
of course,
that.
Of course.
But yeah, bro, that's dope. So all right, so take me through. So you met Zuki on the Complex show. So. But like, how did the whole idea of the company come about? And like, how, like when you launched it, I guess, what was that experience like?
Launching it was definitely a ride because we weren't expecting nearly anything. Like we weren't expecting more than 100 orders. So we were like doing a pre-order, which is you sell the shoes before you have the money or anything or the shoes. So we did a pre-order. We were expecting like maybe 100 pairs tops over like a day time. And we like blew that out the water. And like, I have videos on my phone of like the count going up and I'm like screaming in a parking lot. Cause I'm like, this is crazy.
That's lit.
It blew my mind. Cool. It blew both of our minds. Cause we like destroyed what we thought we were going to do. And then after that, like as soon as we had that drop, everything changed. I was like, all right, I'm moving now. Like as soon as I saw that it was working, I was like, I'm running with it.
This is a sign. Now.
You know?
Yeah, to keep
so
it,
it was really quick, bro. From February to May, like everything changed.
So did you launch in February or did you launch in May? Is that
we launched in May.
So that's when you dropped the shoe?
Yeah, May 20th of 2022 was the first release, those ones. Cool. And May 20th actually of this year was the last ones. That's when we ended it.
We'll get into that. I don't want to jump into that yet.
Yeah.
Do you remember how many pairs were on your first order? Like how you got sold on your first order?
Yeah.
Drop, I mean.
Yeah. Well, specific number, I don't want to say, but it was a lot more than like what we thought. It was
really?
So we thought it was going to be 100, but it was like
way more than 100.
Way more than 100.
That's awesome, bro. So you dropped the first one. It goes successful. Then you moved down to Florida right after the first drop.
In September. But okay. at that point, I made the decision. I was like, all right, this is going to work. Like this isn't.
So when you went down there, like, I'm thinking this question's coming from like a business side. Like, did you think like
oh shit, like I just figured it out. Like this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Or were you just like, kind of like, let's see where this goes. Maybe I'll do something different in like a year or two. Do you know what I mean? Like, what was kind of your mindset behind it at the time?
At that point, I thought it was like, that's what made me move is the fact that I knew that everything was going to be like, all right, at that point. Like I believed in it at that point because we did so many shoes. I was like, all right, this is a legit thing. Like if we did 50 pairs or something like that, I probably wouldn't have made that jump. But seeing that we sold so many, I was like, all right, this is going to work. And I'm going to put all my eggs in this basket now. And I'm just going to like go with it. Yeah. So
I can tell who's on the way out. 25 show, check the payout. I ain't going home, I'm going to stay out. Motherfuckers hate you when they looking for a way out. I just sit back and let it play out. And she going to let me hit it any day now. What you going to say now?